Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvetti and my wonderful co-host, Veronica Entwistle. Hi, Ronnie.
Hi, Jackie.
Sorry, we have very funny people at the radio station, and sometimes it this is just a carryover from that conversation. So, good evening, everyone. And tonight, interesting show, Atlantis Revisited with a question mark. Here we are at the turning point of Earth, America, the most powerful country in the world, teetering just like Atlantis. We came back at this time. We all came back at this time to turn the tide. We failed in Atlantis. We bought into the fear. This time we must be strong and clear of intent. Are there enough of us to change the outcome? And that's a resounding yes. There is. Okay, this is where we must use our magic, and this is why the team's been touting that. You know, I never know till down the road why each show is what it is until after the fact. So, once again, I'm always the last to know and not buy into the fear. We are powerful enough and carry enough love and support from the other side of the veil, more than we can imagine. In the middle of polarity and control in the hands of the few, which we're seeing in politics right now, we can step forward and unite as never before. You are powerful enough. You must believe this and decide to create a new world. We failed in Atlantis, and we all carry the sorrow of that failure deeply, every one of us. Reach deep inside and access the courage to make a different choice. In spite of the overwhelming odds, we're more powerful than we know. So, the energies, and Veronica, I'm almost sick of talking about them, but this has been one of the most surreal weeks I've had. How about you?
Yeah, it's been pretty crazy, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everything feels very surreal.
Yeah, a lot of people keep falling over.
Falling over, what does that mean?
The energies are kind of all over the place, and people get dizzy or lose it. Or
oh, you mean literally
vertical.
Falling over?
Yeah.
I have heard this from others, and I just find it's very surreal. And when I look out the windows or go out in the garage or out in the backyard, it literally, I feel like things are morphing in front of me. It just feels surreal. I just wait for it to go poof and all disappear.
I knew it was an illusion. Now I can see through it.
Yeah, absolutely. The paradox is that your intentions can be more powerful than ever before, as well as your changing of beliefs, exponential. It doesn't mean that we don't have to process through them. Blind intentions and changing of beliefs won't work. Processing is an essential step in this, in the process, and that's why they call it processing. And I wanted to take a minute here. What is processing? Looking at where the beliefs came from. Where did I get this belief? What does this mean to me? Why am I still carrying this old belief? Okay, some things we know are our imprints, but some of them you can look around in your life and in your world, and in your life experience, and certainly see where the belief developed. It because you would have attracted situations as, you know, what came first, the chicken or the egg. But processing is such an important part of it. It's not just writing an intention and then scratching it out and writing a new one. It really is processing. Where did I get this? I personally call this the all bets are off time. and the reason I do, I for myself, the moment I pop into an old belief, my reality changes so fast and looks like a mess. And I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? You mean I've got zero latitude? And pretty much, that's about it. If things are, it's like we don't have the luxury of going into anything negative or any of the old belief stuff, which is we're being held to a higher standard, which is not very easy considering what's going on around us. So I don't know about all of you, but I've pulled into my cave, which is, you know, and not because I'm afraid, but I really decided that I just needed a lot of people out of my life experience. And I love them, but I actually got very clear for me, that, you know, dealing with their demon, if they're not really working on it, not really processing it, I can't do it. I can't be around them because I know that my focus has to be so clear and so clean, which is not easy under the circumstances for any of us. I want to say that. But it's what we came here to do. And I've been feeling this so strongly. But I will say, any little deviation in belief, any kicking up of an old belief, I watch my reality just flip in a minute, and it's like, are you freaking kidding me? Oh, wow. Now, I had a message from the team, my higher self and my soul, that said, we're really sorry, but there's a bigger hand moving you right now, and as much as you think you want this and this and this, you got to put it off. And I'm like, what? Wait a minute.
I've had some of that myself.
Yeah, free will, you know, changing beliefs. No, we're sorry. But this is what you came to do. This is, there is a higher hand moving things along. And many times this has happened to me where literally my friends have watched it. They've seen it happen where I'm literally plucked out of something that I love or want to be doing, plucked out and moved to something. And not that I'm leaving my work, don't misunderstand that, but literally plucked into another experience where I live. I can't tell you, when I lived in Carmel, there are claw marks up and down Ocean Avenue, which is the main drag. As I was leaving Carmel, I did not want to go, but there, again, this big hand comes along and just moves me out. So I will say this to some of you who are saying, wait a minute, I'm doing everything I'm supposed to be doing, but I feel this big hand pushing me. So obviously, Veronica, you're feeling it as well.
Something's going on.
Huh?
Something is going on.
Something pushing you in a direction that...
I don't know what direction. I just feel not anxious. I just feel pushed, yeah.
Okay, right. And again, we have so much help from the other side of the veil. And I think that, remember, we're not doing this alone. It's so important to remember. Believe me, I talk to myself all day long. especially.
So are you interesting?
Yeah, sort of. So if things aren't working, and I know for some people, they are frustrated, unbelievably frustrated in their lives right now. And, but again, this big hand pushing, and it can feel very unfair. And I just want to say that it doesn't mean that we slack off of beliefs and intentions, you know, but I know when I'm writing something and really, you know, sitting with it, you know, they just put it in the pipeline, which is something I really would like everybody to remember. All these intentions, all of these beliefs, all of these desires go into a pipeline. They're going to show up. They may not show up today or tomorrow or next month because energetically we are all uniting in big ways right now to push things forward so that we don't end up losing either America or our planet. And this is big stuff. So Atlanta. Over the years, we probably haven't spoken often enough about Atlantis, other than in passing. However, it's never been more important than right now, this very minute. And we're in the midst of these changes that are reverberating back to that time. So it can trigger that anxiousness that you're feeling. I think a lot of people are feeling this anxiousness, and they don't know what to attribute it to. We were all there. That's why we're here this time. That's why we came in, not to allow it to happen again. We wanted one more opportunity to prove that we wouldn't buy into the fear and that we wouldn't fail. I've done a lot of sessions on Atlantis over the years, and, you know, when we've done intensives many times, Atlantis has been a big part of the focus. But the sorrow, and my experience with all the people we work with Atlantis on, the sorrow runs so incredibly deep. And the team has taken people back to one of the three destructions and what they experienced and so on. It was just poof. We don't need to do that now, I don't think. I think now is the time to be focused on where we are. At the time, it was perfect. Where we are now, though, you know, we're in motion. The loss
it's hard,
of
it's hard to know what to hold on to right now.
Well, and, you know, I think really the truth is not about holding on. It's about holding the energy for, about using our magic. And this is, you know, because of the loss of the beauty, the loss of the magic, the loss of the magnificence in Atlantis, it really was beyond anything we can currently imagine. And I think it's triggering that. You know, the team always talks about the harp string, that how it reverberates. And that, those are the reverberations. And I'm seeing, you know, visions of Atlantis going back and forth into this time, literally kind of moving in and moving out. And the same thing was happening then. We saw the changes. We saw how the power was being misused, just like it is now. We saw the advent of polarity, like we've never seen it on this planet the way it is right now. The amount of polarity that's going is just so extraordinary. And it's fueled with such anger, even politically. I mean, I've never seen people this much at odds. Do you remember this, Veronica, ever being?
No, it's really... you know what I'm amazed at is people are at odds, but the spin is so flagrant, it's hard to believe that we even believe it, you know? It's all at the same time. We're being set against each other, but it's a caricature. It's just so extreme.
That's exactly what it is. Mm-hmm. And the temptation to feel powerless in this is very real. And it's that, for all of us, to feel powerless is not the place we came here to go. That's where we went in Atlantis. We can't do it this time. We bought into the fear, and just where we are now, we felt helpless. And the temptation to buy into the fear right now is great. And the temptation to feel powerless is great. And we're literally kind of deciding moment by moment whether we will succumb once again to the fear. You know, I'm not talking about sticking your head in the sand. Because that's, in order to use your magic, you need to decide where to put it, but you can't respond with, you know, Netanyahu, say his name for me, the president of Israel.
Netanyahu.
Thank you. Is really, you know, he's screaming bloody murder about Iran and the nuclear capabilities and so on. And, you know, it's, I mean, I've never seen saber rattling like I've seen. No, with Bush, it was kind of pretty simple. They have weapons of mass destruction. We're going in. Okay. This is different. Okay. This is literally kind of in the middle of the Middle East. You know, it's like And there are huge portals there. So there's all this going on, and there are enormous, powerful portals that are literally being fought over whether these people are conscious of it or not. Mm. And you know, it's interesting. This is not the year to argue politics. If you want to lose a friend or a family member, go ahead and argue politics. I dare you. Unless you're relatively certain you're both on the same side, it's that loaded.
Yeah, it's really something.
It's really, really loaded. So our concern for our country and our concern for our world is now growing and growing and growing, because what the choices we make at the polls this year, okay, are huge. They're huge. And I know your guides had told you in the last election it didn't really matter whether it was this one or that one. That's not the case this time, because the polarity is too great. It really, I mean, again, I just, you know, I'm not taking sides here. Just don't ask the team. I don't want to get in the middle of this.
Well, you don't.
And so this is where the magic comes in, the commitment to create change, to believe in ourselves and our abilities to have impact, and to keep our faith. Even while our lives may be in flux and change, and we have days when we look outside and wonder what world we're looking at, and even while we're dealing with our long-term, perhaps lifetimes, around certain issues, okay, whether we're teary or angry at our realities, you know, or excited, the fact is that we're in the midst of something we aren't particularly happy about. We must go on. This is not the time to give up hope or to stop using our tools. We must walk in dominion, because the world and our star friends and our multidimensional friends, the angelic realms, everybody is counting on us. It's why we came and why so many stepped aside for us. And I just think this is so, it's just, as I'm sitting at the computer, and man, I've just got this chorus going on, okay? Literally a chorus going on. There is so much, we think there's a lot of emotion here. There's emotion on the other side of the veil over this, big time. And there's been preparation. You know, they're like, how many times do we have to tell you who you really are? You know, we know not everybody's really gotten it. They don't believe it. You know, they're still, do they trust their magic? You better trust your magic. Because it is the tool. It is the tool. And to visualize the world you want to see. To visualize the beauty, the freedom, the magnificence that we know is possible. There was something on the internet today, and this lady who had this very interesting experience on one of the things I'm a member of. And she was literally going from alternate or parallel reality to parallel reality. And in one of the realities, the Sasani, which is Bashar's race, were trying to assist and to help the planet, and they were able to do it in one parallel reality. In another one, they were stopped, and they could not get in. It was just so interesting. And because I don't, you know, again, this is where we're choosing what we're going to align with. And that's where the magic comes in. And, you know, that's a whole show, and I can really beat this one right to a pulp. So, in your own experiences, Veronica, and I'd love to hear what this week has been like for you. What is the anxiousness about, do you know?
No, I didn't really feel anxious. I just felt like there wasn't much to, I just feel like it's kind of like I see the world in this interesting flurry without any systems holding together anymore.
Yes.
And I can't, when I said what to hold on to, that's more like that, seeing not complete packages anymore. Even some of the power, the people with the major money power and stuff, there seems to be a lot of shaking up in brains and things, and nobody really knows what's holding together. I just thought, oh my gosh, we're in the middle of it all being kind of pulled apart, and the molecules are spread farther apart or something.
Yes.
That's more what I was thinking. And
beautiful.
Several of my clients kept falling over, phoning, going, I just fell over. I go, oh, you too, eh? Not, I didn't. But and so I think it's the energies are the frequencies that are coming through are just so fast and furious, and people are having a little trouble with the updrafts as well.
I love your observation because it again confirms when things are coming apart like that, the ability to use magic, to step in with dominion, can have so much more impact. So much more impact. That's the exciting part of this. That's the powerful part of this. And, you know, in all the sessions that I did with people that went back to Atlantis and their individual stories where they knew they were supposed to hold the energies and the frequencies that they could make the change. And the people that were supposed to join with them, so many of them ran, just disappeared at the crucial moment. At the crucial moment. And
that's like the story of Jesus where Peter disappeared on him and various things like that, isn't it?
Yes, I wouldn't have drawn that parallel, but yes.
Mm-hmm.
People who, and I've seen people have lifetimes, and this lifetime, one person in particular was in the rubble, okay, and underneath all this rubble and so on, and a lover that they have very powerful relationship in this lifetime came towards this person, and as she reached out to be saved, he turned his back on her and went off with other people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And, I mean, this story after story after story after story, and of course, I have no brain cells left anymore anyway, or if I do, they're certainly not here. And on this dimension. But the stories were amazing. The absolutely amazing. Amazing, amazing. And of course, America is the closest thing to Atlantis in technology and possibilities and probabilities. We were closer a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're already on the downturn, and that's why it becomes even more critical. We were a world power. We were it. Now we're teetering. Now we're teetering, which I think is really interesting because this is such an incredible country and the people in it are so amazing. If, sorry, there's an expression that just wanted to leap right out of my mouth, and thank you, Lord, I didn't say it. Something about extracting their heads from a place of darkness. But people are struggling and feeling even more powerless.
Don't you think we've been caught in the numbness and the noose of marketed beliefs?
Oh, I think there's no question about that. In addition to the dumbing down, you know, the use of drugs. I mean, go have some minor surgery and walk away with a full bottle of narcotics.
Yeah.
You know, I would say give me one or two. Don't ever give me all that stuff. Now I got to figure out how to get rid of it. You can't put it in the toilet. You can't put it down the garbage disposal because it, you know, then starts getting into the food supplies and so on. I mean, this is a problem. This is a problem.
But also the food supply itself has been damaged terribly.
Oh, hugely. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But we can turn those things around, and we will, and there will be help. I mean, this, there are things coming, and I know this, absolutely know this, but the turning of the tide is ours,
mm-hmm.
because this is what we came back to do. At the soul level, to heal, not only for ourselves, but also for the soul of Earth. It's big. It's really big. Okay, I know I you have the notes, I hope.
You didn't send me notes this time.
Yeah, I did.
I didn't get any yet. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
Oh, Bob said to check my phone. Thank heaven for the iPhone. It's duplicating everything. I've got one question here already, though. That much I did get.
Okay. All right. Well, I've got a couple of questions. The team's going to have to read them, so I'm going to go into channel. I mean, they can do this. They read intention, so.
I can probably get it. I just have to.
It's all right, Veronica. Let's go ahead and move forward.
Here, I've got it. It's here.
All right. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, Veronica.
I welcome
you. All right. Well, we'd like to talk a moment about Atlantis before we go to questions. And about all of you. And the role that you play. Which is far bigger than any of you can imagine. But you have to stop playing small. You have to stop playing small, regardless of what your reality looks like. We're going to repeat that. Regardless of what your reality may look like, you are not small. Your huge souls, each and every one of you that are listening to this program, you are huge souls. This is your time. You came here out of love. You came here with courage. You came here with commitment. You came in with lots of applause. You're counted on. Your planet's counting on you. Your country is counting on you, regardless of where you live. And we're counting on you. And we will join you co-creatively. Remember that. It's your planet. That's why you came. You had to be human to do this. But we can join you. We can't join you in victim. We can't join you when you complain. We can when you're making choices. when you reach down into that special pocket and pull out the magic. With the purest of intentions, when you step up, some of you are thinking, how do I know I can have an impact? And our answer to that is, how do you know you can't? How do you know you don't? You don't. Because you don't really know who you are. And if you think what you are is what you see in the mirror, oh, that's not so true at all. Not at all. You're magnificent. You're powerful. We've said this and said this and said this and said this, not to give it to your ego, but to prepare you. To prepare you. Many of you, Veronica, you and the channel were talking about energy.
Yes.
And you're in and out of body, in and out of body, doing everything you can to assist, whether it be the earth or this or that or the other thing. Each of you has your own roles. Moving up to this tipping point, others have called it that as well, at the end of the year, more light than dark. So, Veronica, when you look around and you see things coming apart, people coming apart, and brain cells coming apart, many of you are participating in that very thing. Many of you may sit around thinking, I don't know why I have this experience. I don't understand it. Oh, it was this or it was that. No, it was far more. It was far more. Don't underestimate how much more it is. Even the most mundane experiences. The channel has a friend, and many of these Saudi Arabians come and stay because it's right by a military base, and her family owns all of these units that they rent to the Saudis through the government, the U.S. government. Saudis come in for training. And she spends evenings with them, and she watches over them, and she talks to them about the treatment of women and about America. And she talks to them very authoritatively. And humorously, she doesn't kowtow to them. But every one of them speaks fondly of her when they go back to Saudi Arabia, and more people come and they want to stay there and so on, because she's teaching them, she's touching them, and she's far more than she realizes she is. So in your ventures, adventures, things that you're doing, you don't even know how much impact you're having. This is why we ask you to have intent with it. And expand it exponentially. Well, how do I know it's working? Because we're telling you it is. Choose. Well, if I'm doing it my dream time, why do I have to do it my awake time too? Because it's intentional. And it has even more power as the human. Well, what do you mean power? Shifting the collective consciousness of planet Earth. Empowering the collective consciousness of planet Earth. Going right into the collective. You all underestimate the way that you impact. And we ask you, please, this is a time not to underestimate anything or everything you do. It's not about running around trying to convert people. That's not it. Choose. Where can I send my magic? Do I want to send it to Iran? To Israel? To Congress? To the Pentagon? But have purpose in what you choose. Be careful about getting too political here. Choose for the highest outcome that will be of the greatest service to the planet. This is where you have to get out of the polarity game. Rise above your own ego. You can do it. We know you can do it. Well, I don't like this candidate or that candidate. It's not up to you here. Your human mind isn't qualified yet to be able to see the bigger picture. The higher part of you is. Put your magic into the highest and best choice for the future of your planet, the future of your country, the future of humanity. And then send the magic. But don't let the ego dictate it. All right, Veronica, let's begin with questions.
All right. I have heard you speak of magic many times. Perhaps I missed a show where the term was defined. There are so many views of magic. Would you be willing to bring clarity as I unwind concepts and beliefs, providing an example for the application of working with magic? I wonder, as we all come together, will the deep sorrow held in consciousness be transformed and healed, shifting the destruction of other lifetimes on Atlantis? I believe the answer is yes, and perhaps that is the magic. With appreciation and gratitude, Vicki.
All right. Well, Vicki, we think we actually addressed some of that. Now, there is a show in the archives, and for all of you, the archives are now open at no charge. All right. We did a show on magic. It was a good show. And we talked to you tonight about using the magic. And can it help to unlock pain and sorrow? That's what you're here to do for yourself and many others. For yourself and many others. And please be aware, there are many people who are not consciously aware of the work that they're doing in the dream time. They may look like an average person, and if you question that, you can pick up any of Dolores Cannon's books on the convoluted universe. And when these people are hypnotized by Dolores, they're amazed to see how much they're doing in the dream time. In many ways, totally unrelated to what they do in their normal life. Far greater than they could ever imagine themselves to be. And yet, accessing your magic, decide. It's a choice. Can't do it from your flawed self. You have to step forward, step out of all of the negative ego chatter of not being enough, not being good enough, not having worked hard enough, look at your reality, etc. You, who do you think you are? That's all negative ego. Looking to sabotage. Listen to it, acknowledge it, thank it. Put it in the back seat. Don't kill it. That's not what you're there to do. Then step forward. It's your choice whether you believe it or not. That's an empowered choice. And you are magical. And again, the question comes up, how do I know what I'm doing is working? Choose where you put the magic, and then start watching the paper. start watching the people. The channel played with this, and we had a great deal of fun with it on this one. Someone who moved tremendous blocks of money globally, shifting markets. And she'd get a message, well, you know, Rome is burning, this is happening with these bonds, and this country's going to go bankrupt, and this and that and the other thing. Or the market's down, and it's this. And she would just boom, boom, boom. Magic, magic, magic. And then this person would recontact her and say, I don't know what the hell happened today, damn it. You know, everything turned around and blah, blah, blah. And she'd just giggle. But she trusted her magic. And this is where, give it a run. Trust. You'll get feedback. Ask the universe for feedback. I need to see what I'm doing. I still am going to do it, but I'd love to see some feedback on this. And then follow that. Let that be one of your projects. Check it on your computer every morning. Pull it up. Do a search. News about this. Once you get the feel of it, you're going to have a wonderful time. A wonderful time. All right.
I have another question.
Yes?
Was the ability to utilize our own magic suppressed and lost with the fall of Atlantis? If at one time we could use our magic as human, and then it was taken from us through a sense of fear and anger, perhaps we began to lose trust in our intuition, our guides, the universe, and ultimately with ourselves. Without a sense of trust, we lost peace. Without peace, we felt an unreliability of others in our environment. And without reliability, we ultimately lost love and became fearful. The fear went toward defending what little we had. We became territorial. We turned toward war and separation. I know this is a very brief synopsis. However, how do we now extricate lifetimes of this fear and anger built into our lineage and human DNA in this lifetime? Love, squirrel.
Oh, beautiful squirrel. Beautiful squirrel. The answer to everything you wrote is yes. Yes, 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 and yes. However, it wasn't taken from you so much as you may have felt it was. Unresolved anger. For some of you, never gotten over this anger at God. For many of you, if you trace the source, that's where it began. The truth, however, many of you angry at yourself, losing faith in yourselves, feeling shame, feeling flawed, if you're looking for origins, by the way, and failure. Now, Squirrel, you asked a wonderful question. How do we get it out of our DNA? How do we change this? And all the work we've done with all of you, all right, all the power retrievals, the soul lifting, very important. For those of you that still carry this very deeply, soul liftings, for power retrievals with family members, but soul lifting, big stuff. Going all the way back, see? Because the soul can get torn, damaged. None of you ever think that the soul can get hurt, but it does. And that's the reason that you all still carry this deep sorrow that you can't really put your finger on. Fear of trust. Squirrel brings this up. Territorial. If you could imagine, just for a moment, that your planet, the majority of it was destroyed. And only so many of you lived, wandering around in the rubble. How much sorrow would you feel? How powerless would you feel? And as a human, what do humans do? They blame first themselves and then someone else. And who has the broader shoulder? God. And Goddess. Because they're considered the most powerful. Gotta be their fault. Why didn't you save us? Why didn't you stop it? Because it's your planet. Playing in the backyard. Many of you have heard this analogy before. Loved so much that you could even pretend to be small, insignificant, powerless, broken, afraid. Now we know that none of you are going to choose that reality. Some will. Be aware of that. Some will. There are not that many versions of Earth. Some will. But you won't. Not this time. But if you were on that version of Earth right now, the devastation, the loss, would be so deep, so great, because Atlantis was so beautiful, so magical, so amazing. Everything was alive. Even the fabrics and the clothing had energy. Beautiful. Beyond your imagination. Yes, world, true. Decide would be our first statement, too. You see, those who are listening to this show, whether live or in the archive, have the knowledge and the option to make that choice, to step out of limitation, out of the lie of limitation, and to reclaim their personal majesty, reclaim their personal majesty, their magic, their impact. Regardless of your personal circumstances, we don't care if you're living in a car. How can I be magical if I can't create this? If you use your magic there, you'll turn the other around. All right, do you have another question? Thank you, Vicky. We love you.
I don't really accept that. I go back to something I've asked you before. It's possible, eh? We're doing the magic and then the concurrent realities.
Sorry, now, is this an email or something?
This is just me.
Oh, all right. Wait a minute, didn't you have another question, dear?
No, I just had those two questions.
Oh, all right, so you did have those.
Yes, I had.
All right, so now your question.
Yeah, I was just asking something I asked you years ago, actually. So if we're doing the magic now and we're literally affecting things that are up on the news or the financial or whatever. Is it still so that the people right beside us who aren't doing that will experience a different reality?
It depends on what they're choosing. Whether you're using your magic or not. The question really is there a potential for each of us to be experiencing a different version of reality?
Yes, that's my
And the answer is yes. Absolutely. And you already know this one, Veronica. People are going to disappear out of your lives. More and more. All right? Because your vibration, your resonances will not be compatible any longer. Does that one make sense?
I guess it does. Of course, the question always is this going to be people close to us? I guess we don't know that, do we?
Oh, interesting that you went there.
Well, I guess what I was thinking when you said that was how hard I have worked to patch connections with, for example, family of origin who aren't very far away, and there's a lot of things like that, and I'm going, you really have to let that go, don't you? You have to let it be what it is.
It will take care of itself, but the work that you've done has changed things vibrationally anyway. Honor that. Honor your magic.
Yes.
Don't second guess and don't go into fear that you may lose them.
Yes.
Because that does trigger after all the work you've done. Well, they better not disappear. Damn it, I did all this work.
Well, my heart's trying to say whatever it is fine, you know, just keep going. But I had that question anyway.
All right. Well. And we trust that you've patched good enough to be able to maintain vibration. And we would say the choice would be yours. All right? Does that make it easier?
Yeah, it does, actually.
All right.
I think I'm reaffirming that we have to, like you say, hold our magic, hold our focus, hold our intention, and trust as we emerge in different frequency levels, right?
Well, yes, and you're there now. Don't wait.
Okay.
This is not about, you know, getting up tomorrow or a month from now and saying, let me see, is my frequency high enough to do that? Well, what did you do the last 30 days?
I like calling it being a frequency flyer.
All right. Well, we're going to go there with you. That's like saying I want to learn how to fly a plane, and every day you get up and you go and sit in the plane. You don't go anywhere. You just sit in the plane. Do you understand the difference?
Yeah, you got to start the engine. Eh?
There you go.
Crank those propellers.
There you go. All right. Very important. Very important. Very important. And now, we want to say this to you as well. We know very magical people who can change something huge and are still over here in their personal life working with something that others might say, well, that's easy. What's wrong with you? Now, that's pretty impressive, isn't it? That they can go over here with their magic and change something major that has impact globally. But they have some bugaboo, as Lazarus would say, over here with something that some of you might say, well, that's easy. I can help you with that. Not that they'd let you know, but you understand what we're saying. Some people are struggling financially, but that doesn't mean that they're not powerful. The problem is they're so powerful that any negative thought that they have creates a negative reality. That's how powerful they are. Conversely, using their magic can be exponential. Now they will sit around and scratch their head and say, wait a minute, how could I create this magnificent thing over here? Or co-create, right? And I'm still over here with my daily grind. Yes. Some of you need the bigger challenges to really wind it up and let it fly. And if you can do the big ones, you can bring it back here. The smaller ones can be a snap, but then you'll recognize where you're in the way.
Mm-hmm. You have to say goodbye.
All right. Veronica, you want to talk about your show?
Yes, I'm going to do a rerun of Jack Hawley on the Bhagavad Gita next Tuesday night. It's a really interesting interview, and I think it's appropriate because it's parallel to these days as well.
Good.
And then Thursday, that'll be 8 o'clock Tuesday night, and then at 7 next Thursday, we'll be back on Radiance by Design, answering questions and teaching meditation and talking about magic. How about that?
Beautiful. All right, everyone, we would love to work with you tonight, if you are willing. Or whenever you listen to this in the archive, same thing, that night. And we'd like to work with your magic. And there'll be many, by the way, that each one of you attracts different beings. And your higher self will be participating as well, because this is big stuff. Big stuff. You have no idea, your star families, how much they're counting on you. As are we. And we know you can do it. And we love each and every one of you more than you can imagine. We honor you, we respect you, and we would never ask you to do something you weren't capable of creating. That's how much we know. We love you all. Veronica, thank you so much. We love you. And until we speak with all of you again in this format, and perhaps see you in the dream time, namaste.
Namaste. Thank you, everyone.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, Jackie.